This is Degaris Masklift Nectar Flyers. That is two 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and nectar, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 48, entitled Smashing Feminist Arrogance. Description. This flyer lashes out at third-wave feminism, that is genocentric, arrogant, treating men as exploitable vermin. It shows how such feminists can be wiped out with a combination of science education to discredit them and real male verbal violence based on masculine/MGTOW ideas. Flyer itself. Smashing Feminist Arrogance. I'm angry. I'm very angry at third-wave feminists. They are indirectly wiping out the population, having made the divorce courts toxic for ex-husbands, so that young men see the carnage and refuse to marry and have kids, thus wiping out the population in a mere century. This obviously has to stop. So how? Feminism is a belief system, rather like religion. It has energized women, the way Muhammad energized the Arabs when he gave the Arabs their own monotheism and made the Arabs equal in the eyes of the Jews and Christians, who previously looked down on Arabs as primitive polytheists. The Arabs exulted in their new status and went on to conquer the Middle East, North Africa, and even Spain. Second wave feminism I have no problem with. The humanist liberal in me agrees with the demands of second wave feminism. For example, equal pay for equal work, the maternity rejection right, aka, also known as, abortion right, equal opportunities for employment for women, etc. It's third wave feminism that I'm so angry against, because it's about genocentrism, putting women in first place at the expense of men, treating men like exploitable vermin, based on a set of third wave feminist beliefs that are so obviously, in my eyes, just PC is cyanide fairy bullshit. This sciency is ignorance of science, unable to reason scientifically. Fairy, living in a fairyland, believing what you want to believe without evidence, just like religion. Third wave feminists are mostly peakers, people of average ability who lie in the peak of the IQ ability bell curve. Second wave feminism was more sage, that is, more intellectual, because it was relatively new and pioneered by sages. It was more reasonable, and most men went along with it, giving women new laws that were in their favour, that is, women's favour. Third wave feminism is much dumber, because it is a set of beliefs that appeals to the mass of women, the peaker women, and most of these ideas are just female ego-supporting fantasies that don't stand up to scientific scrutiny and fact-checking. Young pika women are now arrogant. They think they are the superior sex. You can get men to work for them, and then a decade later divorce them, taking their kids, their houses, their salaries, and force men to pay alimony to keep these fluffies in idle unemployment. Masculism is an ideology that needs to be far more widespread than it is, which is why I'm helping with these flyers, hoping to reach a wide audience. Third wave feminism needs to be destroyed before it wipes out the population. So how do you destroy a belief system that is so popular with women, a quasi-religion that teaches women that they are powerful, that they can control men, and that they can make men their manslaves and take men's money? Historically, belief systems have been destroyed by superior belief systems. Belief systems can be very powerful. When someone challenges you on your core beliefs, it's very disturbing. It causes cognitive dissonance. Look at the passions involved in the 30 Years' War in the 1600s in Germany that wiped out a third of the German population over the issue of which of two religions, Protestantism or Catholicism, was true. My religion is science, the most powerful knowledge-generating belief system that men have ever invented. Modern science has given humanity modern technology that benefits everyone's lives, especially their length and in modern health. As a passionate scientist, I strongly dislike PC bullshit, so when I'm confronted by it, I speak up and use my considerable intellectual and scientific weight as a PhD full professor with a lifetime of scientific learning. To utterly discredit my PC opponent morons, I actively try to smash them intellectually, to destroy them, so they end up crawling away feeling utterly crushed. I hate PC for its assigned intellectual dishonesty. When some black tells me that blacks are as smart as whites, I see red. I smash them by telling them that the pygmies are the dumbest people in the world in terms of IQ test scores. At 55. Then the Australian Aborigines at 60. Then a billion black Africans at 70, whose scores have remained largely static over many decades. So blacks are actually the dumbest people in the world. When women tell me women are just as capable as men, I see red. I tell them that men have a 10% higher IQ variance than women and have won 99% of the science Nobel Prizes and dominate the performance record across the board. I tell them clearly that women are the inferior sex, and I say it with real male verbal force. I think the same has to be done to third wave feminism. It needs to be smashed and replaced by a superior, that is, more credible, more believable belief system. Look at witchcraft in the 1600s. It was widespread, and many single old women got burned at the stake as a result. Or look at Negro slavery. Both belief systems, both customs, were in time discredited by other belief systems. The rise of science in the Enlightenment in the 1600s and 1700s killed off witchcraft and later Negro slavery, although the US was very slow to throw off its Negro slaves. In the 21st century, we still have a system of manslavery, with a feminist belief system that women are superior and deserve the power women have currently to control and exploit men. It is these beliefs that need to be smashed. This can be done with a two-prong attack, using science and verbal violence by men. The third wave feminist beliefs themselves can be easily dismissed by male scientists standing up whenever feminist PC bullshit arises and smashing it down with scientific evidence, utterly discrediting it. However, the second prong is probably more effective with PC-oriented assigned females who don't listen to rational scientific arguments. They are more swayed by male feelings. Men need to be armed with MASLA/MGTOW rhetoric and beliefs so that they can express their real anger at these women, blowing them away. Quote, "You feminazi bitches are wiping out the population by having made the divorce courts toxic for men. Get off your fat, lazy, immoral, parasitic bums and become phips. Otherwise, we men will continue to piss on you, you fluffy parasite vermin. Go fuck yourselves, because no men will. You are hated by the maskers, and deservedly so. You need to be wiped out, and that is precisely what we are doing to you. We refuse to have relationships with you. You continue to rot on the shelf to extinction. The surviving women are phips who expect to pull their financial weight and have a moral conscience, unlike you feminazi bitches whom the world despises. Next time you sit in front of a mirror contemplating your lonely, miserable life and thinking of ending it, we suggest you actually go through with it, so that we men will have one less feminazi bitch to have to put up with. We hate feminazis who enslave men, who think they are superior to men, when all the scientific evidence says the opposite. The genii are males. Men win 99% of the science Nobel Prizes. Men invent everything. Women are parasites on men, and you feminazi bitches are the worst of the female parasites. You have taken over the divorce courts and made men's lives a misery. You have to go." Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email: profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website: profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name: De Garis Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.